I meant earlier on to welcome you all. You have to wait to now to be welcomed. But it's good to have so many from different parishes in the diocese, particularly from the four deaneries here this evening. And the candidates, a good opportunity for them to realize that they are members not just of their church, their parish, or this cathedral, or of a school, but they belong to something much bigger. To a diocese, yes, to the Church of England, yes, to the worldwide church, yes, but also to a piece of history, a continuity of Christian faith of 2,000 years, of which we are one large extended family. So it's in that context that we meet this evening. I'd like to pick out two phrases, one from each of those readings that we heard. Firstly, we heard from the prophet Jeremiah. And this is the phrase from his prophecy. I will write my law on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And from John's Gospel that we heard, you will know him because he abides with you. He will be in you. The prophet Jeremiah was writing some 500 or 600 years before Jesus was born. He was looking to a time when the country was being reestablished and their identity as a Jewish people was being formed. The great event in Jewish history which had created Israel from fairly humble beginnings was, of course, the Exodus, something that we remember as part of our Easter celebrations, the coming out of Egypt into the Promised Land eventually. And part of that Exodus, of course, was to receive the law of God, which Moses gave to them. The difficulty with the law, and in which Jewish tradition has always had to interpret and interpret and then interpret the interpretations, was how on earth you understood it or managed to keep it all. Within the law of Moses, there are 628 commandments, not just the 10 you thought were there. And therefore, it's pretty difficult to keep them all, and even if you did, what would you have achieved? You'd be rather smug. Jeremiah sees that actually the keeping of the law is about keeping close to God, and that it's not something that, in a sense, we as human beings can do on our own. We need God to show us the way. So Jeremiah says, God's going to do something new. It's not just about getting there by your own effort, trying to keep laws and rules. I want you to understand that God is closer to you than keeping rules. He's going to write them in your heart. Now, in the ancient world, in Jewish understanding, heart didn't just mean where your blood was pumped from. It meant the very soul of the person, the very essence of the person. All your heart and soul and mind and strength, they're all the same things, really. It's what you are, what makes you. In other words, God will be with you, will be part of you. And you will be that close to God, and God will be that close to you. Now we move to the John passage. Jesus has been with them, his disciples. He's been with them both, of course, before he was crucified, but more astonishingly, after he was crucified as the resurrected Lord. They don't understand how it's possible that he is there with them, but the living, risen Lord Jesus is with them and says, actually, you will see me no longer, but I will be with you. You won't be on your own. I will be in you. It's really picking up the same message from Jeremiah. God at one with us. We celebrate the beginnings of that at Christmas time. God becoming a human being. We're at that point in the church's year, in Ascensiontide now, where we see that human being, that God-filled human being, returning to the fullness of Godhead, and in a sense taking our humanity into God. So it works both ways, you see, just as confirmation works both ways. We confirm our attempt to live the way God wants us to be, but God confirms his love for each one of us. There's always a reciprocal relationship with God. He never leaves us on our own to struggle on our own. I will do something new, he said to Jeremiah. I will be with you. I shall be in you. And it seems to me that lies at the heart of our faith. Not necessarily all the rules and regulations and all our beliefs and our questions, but simply the depth of our relationship with the God who lies deep within us. And if we can accept that God does lie deep within us, then we must learn to recognize God in other people too, as he is present in their lives. And so our prayers and our reflections upon the scriptures, our meeting God in Holy Communion, and our meeting God in one another, become the ways in which the God in us begins to mold us into the people that we really can be with God's grace. It's a lifetime's work, a lifetime's journey. And baptism and confirmation are significant steps on that journey of faith. Ultimately, of course, God will put the final piece of life's jigsaw into place when we die and commit ourselves into God's hands. Will that be the end of the story? I doubt it. God is always doing something new. So let's not just think it's about end and finish. It's about continuing in God's love. We exist and move in him. God is deep within us. Nothing can separate us from the love of God. Amen.